Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the
Yes.
person you are transferring?
Yes, his name is Leonard. Last name Nettles Jr.
Okay, thank you. You can transfer him over.
Sure. All right, Leonard, she's going to take care of you from here.
Okay.
Hi, Leonard. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know the subtype by chance?
All right, what was that?
Do you happen to know the subtype?
The subtype was diffuse large
B-cell
B
lymphoma.
cell. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And who would this be in regards of?
I can't hear you.
And is this a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay, and then who would this be in regards of?
Leonard Nettles.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
It's me.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I just want to say I'm so sorry to hear that you're diagnosed with this. How are you doing now?
I mean, day by day, but you know.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it may be difficult to talk about, but I'm going to ask you all the required questions. Hopefully, we can try to get this done in about 15 minutes or so, okay?
Okay.
And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what date did you receive your diagnosis?
My diagnosis was February of 2022.
Okay. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or for work?
It was at home.
Okay. And what is the address where you use the Roundup?
2609 West Walnut Hill Lane, apartment 176, Irving, 75038.
You said Irving?
Yes.
Is that Texas?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 2609 West Walnut Hill Lane in Irving, Texas, zip code 75038.
Yes.
And is that your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put that down right now. And then what did you say was the apartment number?
176.
Apartment 176. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 43.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
For about 15 years.
15 years. Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone you're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smart.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And the following questions are going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are all going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Have you had Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. And have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than this diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's
No.
lymphoma? Okay. And do you
No.
have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me, please?
Leonard, LEONARD.
And your last name?
N is in Nancy, E is in Edward, T is in Tom, T is in Tom, L is in Larry, E is in Edward, S is in Sam.
Okay, so I have N as in knight, E as in elephant, T as in tree, T as in tree, M as in Mary, E as in elephant, and S as in Sam?
No.
Okay. One more time. I'm sorry.
It's N, E, T, T, L, E, S.
Okay, there we go. And then you have a suffix in your name, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, Junior.
Junior, okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
12/22/79.
And can I get your full social?
457-610923.
Okay. And then can I get your height and weight, please?
My height is 5'7". My weight is 330.
Okay. And can I get your email, please?
L is in Larry. E is in Edward. R is in Roy. O, Y, 2279@gmail.com.
Okay. So I have Leroy2279@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
When I seen the advertisements on TV, I decided to go to the doctor and get checked because I knew that I had used the Roundup.
Okay. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
After my doctor did my my lab work,
okay,
that's when they let me know that I had cancer.
Okay. And what date was that? Do you recall?
The test day or the diagnosis?
The date that you became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup.
That would have been,
just the month and the year is okay.
February of 2022.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then the phone number I have for you is 214-394-4579.
Yes.
And is this your cell or your home or both?
This is both.
Okay. And then how many times a year would you estimate that you used Roundup for, if you had to guess a number?
I know more than probably about 25.
25 times a year, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And what month and year would you say you started spraying Roundup?
It'll have to be like May of 21.
That's when you started spring Roundup?
Oh, spring. I can't remember. It had to be
just an estimate of the month and the year that you started, to the best of your knowledge.
It would have to be around May of 2020.
That's when you started spraying Roundup, in May of 2020? Because you did state that you sprayed Roundup for 15 years. So did you not spray it for 15 years?
Oh, no. Yeah. So, what's 15 from 2001.
Okay, and then what year did you stop spraying Roundup?
2002.
That's when you stopped spraying Roundup?
Oh, no, 2016.
What month in 2016?
Around August.
Okay, thank you so much. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to?
So it's on my patio. Around my patio, it has to be about maybe about 20 feet.
Okay, so you just sprayed it on your patio?
Yeah, well, on my patio and around my patio, I have, you know, weeds and all of that type of stuff.
Okay, and then I just want to confirm you sprayed Roundup in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Okay, and how was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
And how were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
From the usage of the Roundup when I would spray it around in the yard.
So directly through home landscaping?
Yes.
Okay, and how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time that you were there, you were present?
Yes.
Or every time you sprayed it? Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to estimate a number?
Ooh. More than 100?
Okay.
Okay,
and then do you get your water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or premix?
It was premix.
Okay. And where did you purchase the Roundup from?
The CVS.
Okay. And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do have any evidence regarding your Roundup usage or anything like that. Do not destroy or tamper with it, because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's, okay?
All right.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, at the time of the treatment, yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer type, a cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, now let's go back to your employer. What is the name of the company that you work for?
Lowe's.
Okay. Lowe's Hardware Store or retail company?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your job title there?
I'm a manager.
Manager? Okay. And what location do you work at?
It's in North Dallas, 11902 Inwood Road.
Okay. So I have 11. Sorry. You said... There's 11920.
The 11920.
Inwood Road, Dallas, Texas, zip code 75244?
Yes.
And then what were the dates that you were unable to work due to treatment? Or surgery related to your condition?
So
just the month and the year is okay.
So it would be March of 2022.
Okay. Until when? Or was it just that month?
Up into March of May to October of 2022.
Okay, thank you so much. And in terms of treatment, did you receive any stem cell treatment, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
I had chemo and radiation.
Okay. And what was the date that you were treated or that you started your treatment?
March of 2022.
Okay. All right, and then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Doctor, what was my doctor's name? Miss Thomas Hudson, that's his name.
And he's located, is it Thomas Hudson, spelled H-U-T-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the address I have for him from Google is 3410 Worth Street, Suite 730, Dallas, Texas, zip code 75246. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the phone number I have for him is 214-370-1916.
Yes.
Okay. And where, what facility did he work at where you got treated?
Baylor University.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Baylor University.
Baylor University Medical Center?
Yes.
Part of Baylor Scott and White Health?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I try not to think about it. I just take it day by day. That's all I can say right now.
Yeah, 100% I understand. I know it's a lot to take on, not only physically, but mentally as well. And it's hard to kind of wrap your head around it. So I understand where you're coming from. But I'm happy to hear that you're still with us today.
Thank you.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
This is my best friend.
Okay, and can I get their phone number, please?
214-735-5263.
And what is their first and last name?
Courtney Miller, K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you that we said over the phone. If for any reason I'm going too fast, please feel free to interrupt me. Or if there's something that's spelt wrong or anything like that, interrupt me so we can fix it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You were filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed around February 1st, 2022. You sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 2609 West Walnut Hill Lane, Irving, Texas, zip code 75038. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 15 years. And your name is Leonard, spelled L-E-O-N-A-R-D. Last name Nettles, spelled N-E-T-T-L-E-S, Jr., J-R. I have your social security number as 457-610923. I have your date of birth as December 22nd, 1979. I have your height and weight as 5'7", 330 pounds. And I have your email as leroy2279@gmail.com. I have your cell phone and home number as 214-394-4579. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around May 1st, 2001. I have the date that you stopped spraying Roundup roughly around August 1st, 2016. You sprayed residentially at your home, and you sprayed it yourself. You used a premix. And I have your current employer as Lowe's, located at 11920 Inwood Road in Dallas, Texas, zip code 75244. I have your job title as a manager. You worked there from March 2022 to October 2022. I have the doctor that diagnosed and treated you as Thomas Hudson. And I have the doctor that diagnosed you address as 3410 Worth Street, Suite 730 in Dallas, Texas, zip code 75246. I have the physician's phone number as 214-370-1916. I have the hospital name and facility where you're treated as Baylor University Medical Center, part of Baylor Scott and White Health. I have the date that you started your treatment as March 1st, 2022. Is that correct so far? Okay.
Yep.
The type of treatment you received is chemotherapy and radiation. I have your current address as 2609 West Walnut Hill Lane, apartment 176 in Irving, Texas, zip code 75038. And I have your emergency contact as Courtney Miller. Courtney spelled K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Miller spelled M-I-L-L-E-R. She does not live with you. This is your best friend, and her phone number is 214-735-5263.
Yes.
Is there anything that you would like me to change?
Nope.
Okay. What I'm going to have you go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you should have received a text now. Did you receive that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on the link in the text message. What you're going to do is click through the yellow buttons to try to navigate through the DocuSign. It's just going to ask you for a couple signatures. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
Okay.
And then in the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line, just so you have my number, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, let me go ahead and see. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, Leonard, so the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case. Please make sure you answer their call because they won't be able to get started on your case without you speaking to them. Should take about 10 minutes or so of your time. So just be on the lookout for that call. With that being said, if for any reason you wanted to discontinue, they would be your main point of contact. So when they talk to you, just let them know and they will go ahead and discontinue the claim. With that being said, if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. Now you have my direct line, as I sent you a text from it. It's a 949 number. If you know anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I know it's not only a physical battle, but a mental battle. So I'm happy that I was able to be your intake specialist today and kind of go through it with you. I know it's not easy to share. But Leonard, I do hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'm really, really happy to hear that you're still with us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I will speak to you in a couple of days if the attorneys don't reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.